Welcome to this module designed for those who support employees of federally regulated workplaces who have experienced or are experiencing sexual harassment and violence. Whether you're assisting someone who wishes to file a report under the Canada Labour Code, referred to as the Regulations, or the Canadian Human Rights Act, or you're an employee facing these challenges and seeking to understand your rights, these modules are for you. This series of modules was designed to be completed in separate sessions and for the learner to pick and choose which modules they need to participate in. As such, there is a repeated introductory information in all of the modules in this series. The new content begins at 3 minutes and 20 seconds. This series of modules was developed by Respect at Work, an area focusing on harassment and violence at work at the Center for Research and Education on Violence Against Women and Children at Western University. The content was created with input from Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Center representatives across Canada, sponsored by the Federal Labour Program, and funded by Employment and Social Development Canada. This module, along with all others in this series, provides information on filing a formal report of sexual harassment and violence under the Canada Labour Code and the Canadian Human Rights Act. It is intended solely for educational purposes and should not be considered legal advice. Although we are focusing on federal legislation, many provinces and territories across Canada have health and safety legislation that includes gender-based violence, including sexual harassment and violence, and intimate partner violence, or IPV, at work. Please review the relative health and safety legislation and human rights laws in your province or territory. Anyone requiring further assistance and advice should seek independent legal advice. This resource is about sexual harassment and violence at work. Some of the content may be upsetting. We recommend reviewing the content in a space that feels comfortable and safe for you. We encourage you to take breaks if and when you need to. If you want to talk to someone for support, please see the toolkit for a list of resources and support services. Please take care while listening. If you are experiencing sexual harassment and violence at work, check your workplace policy. It might have information about where to get support. You can also contact the person or unit in your workplace that has been designated to receive disclosures and provide supports, as well as your union representative if applicable. If you are concerned that there may be immediate harm for you or someone else, call 911. This training is comprised of 3 micro-learning modules designed for you to learn at your own pace, in your preferred environment, and at your convenience. This module will take approximately 22 minutes to complete, and all 3 modules will take approximately 1 hour to complete. The content of the modules is also available as audio recordings. You can find these at itsnotpartofthejob.ca. A human rights-based approach focuses on the individual by showing compassion for the person and prioritizing the individual's needs over the process. It takes a holistic view, acknowledging the various intersecting factors, such as sex, race, gender, sexual orientation, and ability, that shape the experiences of victim survivors. This fosters a deeper understanding of harassment and violence within a broader context. The Human Rights Act protects workers in federally regulated workplaces from harassment based on the following prohibited grounds of discrimination: race, national or ethnic origin, color, religion, age, sex, which includes pregnancy and childbirth, sexual orientation, gender identity and expression, marital status, family status, genetic characteristics, disability, conviction for an offense for which a record suspension has been ordered. If a worker files a complaint, the Act protects them by preventing anyone from retaliating against them or those acting on their behalf. Employers are responsible for the actions of their workers, contractors, and anyone they employ. Employers are required to show due diligence, that is, to prevent and respond to harassment and violence. To avoid liability, the actions employers take to address a harassment and violence complaint must be accessible, clear, and effective. The Act also protects workers against discriminatory practices if they are based on prohibited grounds of discrimination. If the following are based on prohibited grounds, they are examples of discrimination: an employer refusing to hire someone, not continuing their employment, or treating them unfairly in the workplace; using or distributing job applications that suggest any form of limitation, preference, or specification; excluding, suspending, expelling a worker, or unfavorably affecting their status or employment opportunities. The Act also considers the following as forms of discrimination that employers and their representatives are prohibited from: creating or following policies, practices, or agreements that limit someone's employment opportunities; wage discrepancies based on gender when employees are doing the same work of equal value in the same workplace; publicly posting or displaying any notice, sign, symbol, or other representation that suggests or promotes discrimination; and retaliating against a worker after they file a complaint. There are, however, some exceptions. For example, it is not considered a discriminatory practice if an employer's actions are based on a bona fide occupational requirement. Bona fide means that a rule, action, or standard is created in good faith, without the intention to deceive or discriminate against someone. In cases of a bona fide occupational requirement, employers must show that accommodating a worker's needs would cause them undue hardship. Other exceptions that are not considered discrimination in the Act include employers not hiring an applicant because they are either below the minimum or above the maximum age legally required for that job, and employees being given special leave or benefits related to pregnancy, childbirth, or caring for their children. For more details on any of the information discussed so far, please refer to the toolkit on itsnotpartofthejob.ca for a link to the Canadian Human Rights Act. The remainder of this module will focus on the Canadian Human Rights Commission's complaint process and provide step-by-step information to help support employees navigate through the process. The Canadian Human Rights Commission's CHRC complaint process has 6 steps, including 1. Filing a complaint, 2. Reviewing the complaint, 3. Processing the complaint, 4. Mediation and/or conciliation, 5. Assessment of the complaint, and 6. Making a decision regarding the complaint. If you're already familiar with the process of filing a report of harassment and violence under the Canada Labour Code, please note that the processes and rules regarding mediation and conciliation are different within the Canadian Human Rights Commission's complaint process. We will discuss the differences in detail later in the module. Before filing a complaint with the CHRC, the worker must first go through their workplace's procedures for addressing sexual harassment and violence. If, after a final decision is made through those workplace processes, the worker's concerns are still unresolved, they can return to the CHRC. Now that you have an overview of the process, each step will be discussed in detail. The first step in the Canadian Human Rights Commission's CHRC complaint process is filing a complaint. If someone believes they have been discriminated against by the federal government or a federally regulated organization, they have the right to file a complaint under the Canadian Human Rights Act. A complaint can be filed by completing and sending a complaint form online, by email, by fax, or by mail to the CHRC. Once the complaint has been submitted, the individual filing the complaint will receive confirmation that it was received by the CHRC. The timeline for receiving confirmation depends on the method the person used to submit their complaint. Individuals who use the online complaint form will receive a confirmation email upon submission of the form, whereas individuals who submit their complaint by email, fax, or mail will receive a confirmation letter, which is sent within 5 business days of the CHRC receiving the complaint form. The person can also hire a lawyer to help them navigate the process, but it is not required. If they choose to do so, The associated fees are solely their responsibility, regardless of the outcome of the case. All complaints to the CHRC are confidential unless they are referred to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal or the federal court, at which point they will be made public. The second step in the CHRC's complaint process is their review of the complaint form. This is done to ensure that it meets the criteria of a human rights complaint. If necessary, the CHRC may contact the person who filed the complaint for more information. There are two possible outcomes in this step of the process. The first is, if the CHRC determines that the complaint does not meet the criteria of a human rights complaint, it will not be accepted. In this case, the CHRC will provide an explanation as to why they did not accept the complaint and suggest other organizations that might be able to assist the person. The second possible outcome is that the complaint will be accepted and moved to Step 3 to be processed. Regardless of the outcome, the CHRC will notify the person within 90 business days to confirm whether the complaint has been accepted. If a complaint is accepted, the person who filed the complaint will be referred to as the complainant and their employer as the respondent. It's important to note that although complaints are confidential and not made public, other involved parties will be notified. In this case, this means that the complainant's employer will be notified of the complaint if it is accepted. Importantly, if the complainant requires accommodation, they can email or speak with the CHRC employee who's handling their complaint and let them know their needs. They can request accommodations at any time, but earlier notification will allow the CHRC to respond more quickly. The complainant will need to provide the CHRC employee with information about their needs to help them make appropriate accommodation suggestions. The complainant may also want to suggest accommodations that work for them and will meet their needs. In some cases, documentation may be required, and for complex accommodations, the CHRC employee may need to consult with third parties. If the CHRC is unable to meet a request for accommodation, they will explain why in writing and seek a reasonable solution. In the third step of the CHRC complaint process, accepted complaints are processed. There are two ways in which the CHRC will process accepted complaints. The first way complaints are processed is if during the review of the complaint, the CHRC identifies preliminary issues, they will be assessed. Some examples of preliminary issues include whether the complainant has access to a grievance or other review process, whether the respondent is provincially or territorially regulated rather than federally regulated, and whether the complainant was lawfully present in Canada. This has three possible outcomes. The CHRC may decide not to accept the complaint or not accept it at this time, meaning the file is then closed. They may decide that another process is available to the person who filed the complaint and that they should utilize it first. Or the CHRC may decide to accept the complaint, at which point they will determine next steps. If preliminary issues need to be assessed and addressed, this step of the process can take between 2 to 4 months to complete. There are several reasons the CHRC might decide not to handle a complaint. They may decline to handle a complaint if other processes, like workplace or union grievance procedures, are available. Workers must first use their workplace's procedures to address sexual harassment and violence, and only if their concerns remain unresolved after a final decision can they approach the CHRC. If the other process becomes unavailable, through no fault of the worker, the CHRC will determine its involvement. Complaints may be rejected if the worker didn't attempt the workplace process, missed the one-year filing deadline, or failed to raise human rights concerns in another process they used. The second way complaints are processed involves the CHRC gathering a response and reply. The CHRC will ask the employer, also known as the respondent, to fill out a response form, which is the employer's version of what happened. They have 60 days to send it to the complainant and the CHRC. The complainant is then asked to complete a reply form to address any issues identified by the respondent, They have 60 days to send it to the CHRC. In total, this takes up to 120 days to complete. The information shared in these forms help the CHRC determine next steps, which could include mediation or conciliation, a direct referral to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, assessment of preliminary issues that were not already examined, and/or assessment of allegations in the complaint. The fourth step of the CHRC complaint process is mediation and/or conciliation. This stage gives the complainant and their employer the opportunity to explain what happened from their perspective and to try to resolve the issue. The goal of mediation is to settle the complaint. Mediation is voluntary and confidential. Complainants are not obligated or required to engage in mediation, but it is strongly encouraged by the CHRC. At any point, the CHRC can decide to make mediation mandatory. This means that the complainant and their employer are obligated to participate. If that happens, it is then referred to as conciliation. Mediation and conciliation services offered through the CHRC are free. Sessions are scheduled for half days and are typically conducted virtually unless accommodations require in-person services. If mediation or conciliation results in a settlement, both the complainant and their employer will sign a settlement agreement. If a settlement is not reached through mediation or conciliation, the CHRC decides what the next steps will be. The mediation and/or conciliation step of the CHRC complaint process can take up to 4 months to complete. Importantly, this is different from how mediation and conciliation work when reporting sexual violence and harassment using workplace procedures in a federally regulated workplace. In those cases, conciliation is optional, not mandatory. But in human rights cases, conciliation must happen if the CHRC decides to initiate it. For more information on the process of conciliation in the Canada Labour Code for federally regulated workplaces, see Module 2 of this training series. If a settlement is not reached in mediation and/or conciliation, the CHRC will review and assess the complaint again to determine if there is enough information to support the allegations in the complaint. This is Step 5 of the CHRC complaint process. A human rights officer will investigate any preliminary issues that haven't already been addressed in previous steps, along with the allegations in the complaint. During this step, the human rights officer will review the complaint form from Step 1, review response and reply forms from Step 3. If necessary, request additional information from the complainant and respondent. If necessary and applicable, interview witnesses. Once the human rights officer has gathered all the information, they prepare a report for decision, which outlines the details of the complaint and includes recommendations. Importantly, this report does not reflect a final decision on the case. Both the complainant and their employer will have a chance to review and comment on the report separately before it is sent to a commissioner of the CHRC. Then, the commissioner reviews the report along with any comments the complainant and their employer provided. They will use this information to make a decision regarding the complaint. Step 5 of the CHRC complaint process usually takes up to 6 months and 5 business days to complete. It's important for the complainant to know that prior to a decision being made by the CHRC, they can withdraw their complaint at any time by completing the complaint withdrawal form. Step 6 of the CHRC complaint process involves the commissioner making a decision about the complaint. Their role is to make informed, impartial, and independent decisions, but they don't decide whether discrimination actually occurred. Instead, their job is to screen complaints to determine if further investigation is needed. If they believe a case requires a deeper look, they can send it to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal, and it's the tribunal's responsibility to decide whether discrimination took place. It's important to note that the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal is separate and independent from the Canadian Human Rights Commission. A detailed review of the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal process is beyond the scope of this module. For more information on the tribunal process, please refer to the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal website. A link to their website is included in the toolkit on itsnotpartofthejob.ca. When the commissioner makes a decision about a complaint, they have several options. They can request more information or decide not to deal with a complaint, either at all or just not at this time. The CHRC can also decide to send a complaint to conciliation, refer to the tribunal, approve a settlement, or dismiss the complaint altogether. Their decisions are final and are usually made within 2 weeks of receiving the report for decision from Step 5. Both the complainant and their employer will get a written copy of the decision within 10 days after it's made. If either the complainant or the respondent disagrees with the Canadian Human Rights Commission's decision, they can file an application to the federal court to review it. However, they must submit this request within 30 days of receiving the CHRC's decision. In summary, the Canadian Human Rights Commission, CHRC, complaint process aims to review human rights complaints and to assess whether they need to be sent to the tribunal, which determines whether discrimination occurred. Prior to submitting a complaint to the CHRC, workers must use any workplace procedures available for dealing with the issue. This module has outlined 6 steps in the CHRC complaint process, including 1, filing a complaint, 2, reviewing the complaint, 3, processing the complaint, 4, mediation and/or conciliation, 5, assessment of the complaint, and 6, making a decision regarding the complaint. Please see the toolkit on itsnotpartofthejob.ca for an infographic that summarizes the CHRC complaints process. This concludes Module 3, Canadian Human Rights Complaint Process. A friendly reminder that the accompanying toolkit is available on itsnotpartofthejob.ca, and we encourage you to refer to it if you are looking for more information or specific supports. Thank you for engaging with this training module.